Joining me on the line now, Pat from Living Water Smart. How are you, buddy?
I'm no speak.
Long time no speak, I know, mate. It feels like forever, and now that we're living in the coronavirus times, it'll be a while before we're face to face, but thanks for your time this morning.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for your time.
Now, there's lots of us working from home, me being one of those, and I'm spending a little bit more time in my garden, so I thought it's probably a good idea to have a chat because it's nearly the end of the wet and we didn't get a lot of rain.
No. So, as I normally do, so there's only two more weeks left of the wet season, so it's not long to go. And as you were just saying, many are working from home and probably many are out in the garden and many have got their irrigation already back on. So I just thought I'd do a quick wet season wrap-up for you.
Yes, please.
So this information is from the Bomb Airport gauge. So other people it might not happen in their suburb, this rainfall. But April, the good news about April is that we actually exceeded its monthly average rainfall, which is great news. But, as you just said, we've had a bit of an ordinary dry wet season, so it's been a bit dry, as a bit like last year. So to date, we've only received 71% of our long-term average rainfall, or just over 1,170 millimetres of rain. Now, this is about half a metre short of the average rainfall that we normally get.
So what does that mean for our dams? I know that when we were talking, you know, at the end of the last one, we were sort of crossing our fingers we'd get a good wet just to really push us up and make sure that we don't have to worry about restrictions. Where are we sitting now?
Okay, so as of today, the dam is at 69.6% full.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so that's actually a half metre less than this time last year. Mm. So we're already, you know, behind what we were this time last year.
So we need to be
more. Well, this means we more than ever we need to be water smart. That's what that means. Because we don't know what next wet season will bring.
And that's the thing. We don't want this trend to continue, and then we get into a bit of dire straits. Water is such an important commodity. So okay. So if we've got our irrigations on, time to turn them off.
Yeah, not quite. But what we did last year to help people sort of gauge what water they use say during the wet season, we launched a new weather web. And the interesting thing about that, in the first 5 months of its use, 25,000 of Darwin people have used that system. And what that does, they can look at their local area to see how much rainfall's happened in their suburb. And if their garden's already had enough water, so that makes them decide, okay, well, we don't actually have to turn our irrigation on. So that's been great over the wet season, is helping people save water and money.
Yeah, absolutely. And what about the,
I was just going to say, so people can find that at livingwatersmart.com.au/weatherweb. So that's a great site.
Yeah, so that's available to us. And I guess now is a really good time to make sure that our irrigation systems and the way we sort of run our gardens is lickety-split and ready to go. So is the garden tune-up service still available during COVID?
It is. That's my next conversation starter. So book a garden tune-up. That's what we're...
Mm.
So Power and Water are still offering the free garden tune-up, even through these current times. So during the current coronavirus times, we are still providing that service. So that our suppliers have all got their own systems in place to make sure that they're all socially distancing while they do this service.
Yep.
Which is awesome. So this system's this service is designed to help those people save money and water. So as we all know, that half the use of Darwin's water use at home is in the garden, and quite often a lot of that is wasted through overwatering. So the garden tune-up is can be completed, as I said, through that maintain that social distancing. The best way to people to do this, they go online again to find our list of suppliers. So I'll just give you that website. So livingwatersmart.com.au/find-a-tradie. And this is a free service, but it's only available to people that have got in automatic irrigations installed. So you've just got a tap timer, that doesn't quite cut it. So we're looking for those people that have automatic systems. And this way that the tradie can go in, these qualified irrigation people can go in, they can set the schedule, they can have it so it's running perfectly, so it maintains your your plants or your lawn perfectly throughout the dry season. And as a part of this service, they can spend up to $50 doing very small sort of jobs, like if there's a small split, maintaining, fixing those small splits or popping a new sprinkler head on here or there, up to $50. But it's a completely free service.
Absolutely brilliant. Head across to livingwatersmart.com.au. Great updates there from Pat, and great advice on how to take care of your garden and to be water smart at this time of year. Good on you, Patty. Hope to catch up with you again real soon. Stay healthy.
Yes, you too, Mel. I'll talk to you soon.